From food to fun and so much more. The Joan Hamburg Show. Exclusively on 77 WABC.
All right, everyone, welcome. And of course, we're all talking about presents. Hanukkah, which has already been here and almost on the end, a lot of gifts. Christmas, a lot of gifts. The big thing is, what do you buy? And how do you find gifts that are not sort of too conventional, interesting, that show some thought, that aren't going to break the bank? Well, Liza Cosillo, who's a writer and editor at New York Magazine, does a lot of stuff for The Strategist, came up with 50 non-boring last-minute stocking stuffers under $25 that you can actually buy on Amazon. And I'm telling you guys, everyone here at ABC, we were all piling through it, marking different things because it saves you a lot of trouble. So of all the things you found, Liza, and welcome, what did you come up with that you would give yourself?
I want everything on the list, but and that's also sort of a problem doing this kind of job because I always want to buy everything. But there's a couple of things that I really love. There's a plant mister. It's a brass plant mister that you can buy for anybody who is kind of like has a lot of plants in their home or is getting started gardening. And it's just a really beautiful object that you can have around the house.
Right. And people do like that. I would like that.
Yeah. I think a lot of watering cans kind of end up under the sink, but this is one that you might want to actually display. One thing that I really love that I have is there's a pen at the beginning of this article. It's fluorescent yellow, and it was part of our 100 pens article. We actually tested 100 pens, and this one ranked pretty well, and it's also fluorescent orange, I mean, or yellow or pink, so you can find it at the bottom of your bag.
You know what? I was going to say, you know, even though we're all on our computers and our phones, I am never without a pen in my hand. And I don't understand why I'm constantly rummaging through my bag because I can't ever find the pen. So this definitely attracted me. Fluorescent yellow metal, not very expensive. And even if you never use a pen, you need a pen.
Yeah, and another thing that's kind of like an off-the-grid fun thing is, and it's kind of obvious, but a nice 2019 planner that's a month-by-month or weekly planner, because I actually can't use any of the calendar apps. I have to do everything by hand.
You know what? I'm the exact same way, and I've been using this planner for years, and then as everyone went totally online, it disappeared. It was, and you may remember them, they were the diaries, the per annum, well, I get the Manhattan diaries, but they have Chicago and Washington, you know, all the big cities.
Oh, nice.
And
yeah.
The listing is like a guidebook in the front, addresses, restaurants, hotels, airports with real numbers.
Yeah, I love those. I lived in Paris for a while, and that kind of saved me because it had a subway map and it had
zip codes, the things that we are always annoyed about that we can do. So tell me about your little planner since I'm always buying them.
Well, this one is a Korean made planner that's on Amazon, but we actually did a whole post ranking our favorite. All the editors got together and talked about their favorite notebooks and planners. Mine is kind of half and half between a Muji weekly planner and then there's one that's a Moleskine. So it kind of depends. I go back and forth year by year.
But we need them. And I'll tell you what else I thought was really fun. The make your own mini eraser toy.
Oh my gosh. I'm buying that for myself.
Right?
I love that thing.
And kids would love it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my family is really big on stockings, and usually art supplies factor heavily into what's inside of there. And I love that one is good for kids, and it could be something that you do when there's a little bit of a lull after everybody's opened presents, and you can kind of have a little crafting thing. So instead of watching TV, you're actually doing something together.
Right. But yeah, you had a lot of Lego things, too, for kids that I marked and thinking, these are great, and I haven't really seen them, and they're not Break the Bank Legos.
No, and Legos are making a huge comeback. There's anything you can dream up, Lego has made. So there are two on this list. One is a dinosaur set, and one is a dog, like puppy set.
Yeah, that was so cute.
If your cousin or grandchild or son or daughter is really into Harry Potter, there's one of those. I think there's like everything you can imagine by Legos.
Right. And what else did you find that everyone wanted? Was it the cat ear stud earrings, the leaf cat ear?
Those are super cute. Yeah, I think for teenage girls who want to feel a little bit sophisticated but are still kind of, I think these are really good presents because there's a pair of those, but then there's also a pair of tortoiseshell ones. They're not super expensive, so if they get lost, it's not heartbreak.
Yeah, which with earrings, we all do.
I've lost one of many of my favorite pairs of earrings. So
do you have pierced ears?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have since I was 10.
But you know, that's because I don't, and which no one, my kids make fun of me constantly, but I'm constantly losing earrings because if you don't have pierced ears, you have to take it off if you're on the phone or something else. So I never can remember where the one earring that comes off is.
Oh, yeah. But how chic. You get to do that beautiful gesture of taking your ear off to get on the phone.
Right, to get on the phone, which barely exists anymore.
But that's just like a Hollywood starlet move.
Right, exactly. Like I keep saying to my husband who says, I don't want to text them. I want them to call me. I say, well, don't stand on one leg because they're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Right, like typewriters. Phones are going to be obsolete.
Yeah, I mean, I still like making phone calls.
Well, your family must be very happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you get your parents? What would you get them on this list? There's a good corkscrew.
Yeah, that is a great thing. There's another thing on there that I really love that's also sort of like can become an activity. There's cookie cutters. So I think if you find, we put a set of dinosaur shaped ones because I like that's a little bit non-classic.
Right.
But if you find some that, you know, might play into something that your parents really love, like, I know there's somebody that I just found on Instagram sells her own cookie cutters, and they're shaped like yoga poses. So that would be a great gift for somebody's mom who's really into yoga. But I think that's a really nice thing if you can put a gift in a stocking that somebody's going to use and you can kind of share it.
Yeah, no, I love that. I thank you, Liza. Good job. Have a lovely holiday.
My pleasure. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Liza Crisillo, who writes and edits at New York Magazine, take a look. 50 non-boring last-minute stocking stuffers under 25. Everything's available on Amazon. I'm Joan Hamburg. A quick break and lots more.